Welcome to Managing Care Quality Improvement with the Qualitizer Process, the podcast for registered managers who want to lead with confidence, refine skills, and achieve exceptional results in service quality improvement. I'm Leslie Shaw, founder of Registered Care Manager and creator of the Qualitizer Process, and I'm here to provide you with trusted tools, practical tips, and actionable insights to help you succeed. Let's dive in and take the next step in your quality improvement journey. Welcome to Managing Care Quality Improvement through the Qualitizer Process. I'm Leslie Shaw, and today we're kicking off an exciting new series, the 6-week success plan for 2025. Starting a new year with focus and with momentum, it's crucial, especially for registered managers. Over the next 6 weeks, I'm going to guide you through a practical week-by-week plan to help you reflect, strategize, and set your care service up for success. It's something that I try and do every year at the beginning, and I will admit I've not done it sometimes when I've run from December into January at a breakneck speed, and I've regretted it. I think the best quote for that is, fail to plan and plan to fail. And I think it's so true. So whether you're looking to enhance quality, engage your team, or improve outcomes in general, this series will give you the tools to start 2025 with clarity and purpose. We're going to dive into week one of the 6-week success plan and look at reflecting and reviewing. So it's all about taking stock of 2024, celebrating the wins that you've had, identifying challenges, and setting a clear foundation for the year ahead. So let's get started. Why reflect and review matters? As leaders, we're often so busy on a day-to-day basis with challenges that we forget to pause and reflect. We're too busy doing the next thing and the next. But stepping back is essential because it helps you recognize what's working and what's not working, and where you need to focus your energy. So this week is your chance to gather insights from the past year, involving your team, and clarify your priorities for 2025. Reflection isn't just looking back. It's about moving forward with purpose and momentum. So I'm going to take us through a day-by-day plan for this week. I always break down tasks or goals or projects into small tasks, and then I break them down into specific time frames. So this week, because we do want to keep momentum going, I've broken down tasks into every day of the week. So for day one, it's time to do a data dive. It's time to gather those insights. So start by taking that data and focusing on measurable outcomes that are going to inform your decisions going forward. So start by analysing the key metrics in your service. It might be occupancy, and what patterns do you see in admissions, in your discharges, in the vacancies? You're looking across a whole year so you can get a real clear picture. Were there periods of the year when you really struggled with admissions? Were there periods of the year when you were getting admissions so regularly that actually that impacted on your service? Taking time to look at that is really key. The next metric I would always start by looking at is staffing. And those metrics that you're probably all familiar with, but take that time to really, really look at it. Review your turnover rates. Again, is there patterns? Are there periods of the year? Review absenteeism rates. Looking for those patterns again, those pinch points. Your training completions. And again, not just your mandatory training, but how did additional trainings go? Was there good take up? Were there certain staff that do everything? Were there other staff that you really struggle to engage? Having that real clear picture can help you to formulate a plan going forward. Look at compliance. So this is where you take time to examine the audits that you're doing in your service, the inspection reports that you've had undertaken by external agencies, maybe it's your local authority commissioners CQC or independent consultants that you've utilised to do audits. And look specifically when you're looking at compliance at those unresolved actions or those actions that come up repeatedly on audits that you always feel you're working on, but perhaps you never actually resolve. And then also take time to look at things like resident satisfaction, the feedback from surveys, the level of complaints you get and what sort of complaints you get. But don't forget at the same time to look at compliments, because this is not looking back at all the negatives. It's getting a clear, reflective picture of how 2024 went for your service. So your goal with this one is to create a summary of those key metrics that you can then share with your team. And you want to highlight what went well as where improvements are needed. So that's day one in the bag. So day two is starting to gather team feedback, because fostering openness is key to moving forward in the new year. And your team's input is invaluable. You're not there all of the time, everywhere. They're the ones that are on that front line and can offer those insights that you might actually miss. You might not be on duty, or you're certainly not on every floor or at every call. And how do you do that? I think there's three ways I always use. First of all, actually host a team reflection session and ask them what went well this year or what felt challenging. Use anonymous polls or suggestion boxes if you feel that will help for candid feedback, if you think that you may not get that genuine feedback by hosting a reflection event, or because it's more difficult to get everybody together. And that's certainly the case with this time of year, and certainly domiciliary services, where getting a large team together can be extremely difficult, if not almost impossible, when priorities are on delivering those care calls. And finally, I think in this section, reflect on workplace culture. And this is time to be honest. Is morale high? Are staff supported? Are there areas that perhaps need some additional focus? And celebrating wins during this gathering of team feedback is really important, because it boosts morale, but it also sets that positive tone for those improvement discussions that you're going to want to have. We're now into day three, and this is about having a person-centered reflection. It's time to focus on the people you serve and look after, whether that's residents in your care home or service users, because ultimately they are at the heart of care. So try and do a hosting of a feedback session with residents and families. Ask about their experiences in the care delivery, in the communication they have with you, in activities that, if it's a care home, you undertake, and any other areas that you would really genuinely like feedback on. Use surveys, they're helpful, but often you can support them by having actual one-on-one chats or group discussions. So, you know, it doesn't have to be that formal, I'm having a feedback session meeting and everyone's invited. It's having those more informal, there might be three or four visitors in, and you grab them with a cup of tea and say, can I take 10 minutes? Or you get those one-on-one chats as family are coming through the door. Again, just having that sort of conscious effort that what you're looking for specifically is feedback. And also review your care plans for consistency and relevance to residents' needs. Yes, I know that you probably audit very regularly in your service, but again, you're looking at that person-centered reflection of how you are actually delivering care in your service. So you can pull out the good points and the points that need addressing and you'd like to improve in the new year. Because the goal for this day is to deepen your understanding of how you can enhance resident satisfaction in 2025. Now you're halfway through the week. Time to clarify focus areas. You've gathered your data, you've reviewed your analytics or your key performance indicators, you've got your feedback. Now it's time to pinpoint those priorities that you've identified. And I suggest, because we can't do everything, that you identify 2 to 3 focused areas based on that pattern that you've seen from the reflections you've undertaken. So it might be, for example, you might look and think, I want to improve staff retention this year, or I actually want to enhance resident engagement because I've struggled to get that feedback this week when I've been talking to people. Or it might be something really quite specific, such as I need to strengthen infection control. And what you want to do then is to break those actionable priorities into smarter goals. And I will add my smarter goals template in the downloads for this podcast. So if you want to get it to use, it'll be available for you. We're now into day 5 of the week. And this is time to plan with momentum. It's time to transform your insights into those actionable roadmap for 2025. It's time to assign responsibilities to team members or to teams for each of the goals. It's time to set those progress review dates so you can track and log your improvement towards the goals. And it's time to share the vision with your team. It's time to be transparent about the challenges you face, but also to involve them in finding the solutions. This step turns your focus areas into that shared plan that can inspire commitment with your team. Day 6, I think, is time to have some personal reflection. As a leader, your own growth is key to the team's success. So take some time out. And by this, I really mean time out. Frankly, sometimes I think we need to go to an independent space, not work, not your office, not back home. I think sometimes this is where the coffee shop really helps. But for you, it might be out for a walk in the country to reflect on your strengths and the challenges you had as a leader of your service in 2024. It's time for you to set personal growth goals. It might be you want to improve communication, you want to improve how you delegate, or you want to improve your work-life balance, because strong leadership starts with self-awareness. And finally, the last day of this week, if you've been following every day, is to wrap up the week and celebrate, because celebration sets the tone for moving forward. Take time to thank your team for the feedback they gave you, for their dedication. And I think that's particularly key at this time of year when everyone is so, so busy. Share your final action plan and emphasize to everyone their role in achieving success going forward in 2025. Implement small changes immediately, and that sets the stage for building momentum in the new year. Don't just think, well, I'm going to part that and I'll wait till the 2nd of January. Because those small micro steps can really build up momentum. So it might be introducing your team to a concept you've had, like a new recognition program or an improved way of communicating or a new method of communication that you're going to introduce in the new year. So thanks for listening so far. Where have we come from? At the end of the week, if you follow the steps each day, you'll have a clear understanding of what worked and what didn't for you and your service in 2024. You're going to have defined focus areas and actionable goals for improvement. And you will have a motivated team that's aligned to your vision for 2025. The model we use, reflect, clarify, and move with momentum, is the foundation for everything we build at Registered Care Manager in the Qualitizer process. And we will be building on that in the coming weeks in each podcast. Thank you for tuning in to Managing Care Quality with the Qualitizer process. I hope today's episode has provided you with valuable insights and practical tools to help you on your quality improvement journey. Remember, you don't have to do this alone. We're here to support you every step of the way. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with others and don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an update. I'd love to hear your thoughts, so feel free to leave a review or connect with me directly. Until next time, take the lead, keep improving, and continue to make a positive impact in the care you provide. Join us again soon.